if we are about 20-25 journalists who are covering tomorrow, we should send a list of the people today. Are they going to give
kindly,
us pictures?
Kindly contact our regional director or kindly go to our office. If you're talking about the Ashanti region, kindly get closer to the regional office of the Lesser Community.
In Ashanti, we understand that a court has also placed an embargo on an election in one constituency or what? Which constituency in particular?
The most important thing is that actually all the electoral areas, we are having the election. So if you need clarification, because I don't know the current situation on the ground, kindly contact the regional director to give you all the details. But
now,
what I do know is that for most electoral areas, the election will come on tomorrow, the 1st of September.
Sylvia Noyes, Principal Public Affairs Director of the EC.
And on to the corridors of the NDC. NDC parliamentary aspirants continue to pick forms to contest the upcoming parliamentary primaries. The latest to do this is Isaac Adongo, a financial analyst. He wants to contest for the Bolgatanga Central constituency. Mr. Adongo explains to Radio Ghana what motivated him to enter the race for that seat. He spoke to Yakia Kwamwa.
The Bolga Central constituency has been very disadvantaged for a very long time. And some of us who are from this part of the country have worked tirelessly to provide livelihood support and empowerment to the youth within the constituency. And we think that it's about time we got directly involved in helping to get the constituency out of the doldrums. And that is my motivation to want to change the lives and touch a number of lives within the constituency and continue with the tremendous work that I have been doing over the years to improve the livelihood of the people.
What makes you believe that you'll be able to change the trend of affairs?
It's because I have already done a lot, and everywhere I go, the thinking is that if I could expand some of my initiatives that I've taken to support the people across the length and breadth of the constituency, a lot of lives will be touched. I have provided for several of our people here national health insurance covering over 500 people, and I still have over almost 1,000 people on my roll that I'm providing national health insurance cover for. I have provided support of tractor services for almost 300 acres for the people of Bolga in order to provide the opportunity for the farming community to improve their production and harvest. I have managed to improve water systems that have collapsed for a very long time in some communities. And for the party itself, I renovated and improved the facilities within the party office. And so for some of the things that I have done, then these are just a few that I have done for the people, and they believe that my loyalty and my commitment to the cause of the people of Bolga would give me a better opportunity to serve them and make sure that my good work touches many lives than it will be possible without directly getting involved in managing the public press that comes to the people of Bolga.
What do you have to say about those who say that you are doing this because you are also an indigene in that area and that is your birthright?
Our party constitution is very clear, and the constitution of the Republic of Ghana is very clear. Nobody is barring anybody from contesting this election. But of course, if somebody is wanting to contest this election and is qualified to contest this election, the next question is, what is your level of commitment and loyalty to the people? If you have worked for the past 15 years and you have never done anything for the people, what makes us believe that if you become the MP, you will suddenly change and support them? And so they are willing to go with somebody who has only the affection and the commitment to only one constituency, and that is the Bolga Central constituency. And my work over the years has cut across the indigenous communities to include the Zongos. I have done national health insurance for 300 poor people in the Zongo community. They are not natives of Bolga, but they do know that I appreciate the work that they do. During the Salah celebrations, I provide an opportunity for them to engage in competitive soccer games, and I provide the football, I provide the trophies and the financial support to ensure that they are able to entertain themselves. That whereas others have picked their form, the people of Bolga will pick their form today.